What's going on, successes? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success in the Morning. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today is March 3rd, 2026. I'm so glad that you all could be here with us. Y'all, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and dive in, going to go ahead and get this ship sailing, going to get this thing moving and grooving this morning. So y'all, last night, had the beautiful opportunity, okay? Amazing opportunity to attend my son's first t-ball practice, and it was just special, man. Being able to know that I brought my camera and know that I brought my phone to try to capture and record some moments, but I wasn't able to on the front end. Why is that, John? Because I was actually out there playing and rolling the ball to him and some of his teammates and helping my son swing the bat and run the first base and learn to get in action position and get ready to pick up the ball and then throw it. It was special, man. Fatherhood is really, really special. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful just to have the opportunity to be able to work a job and to have a career to where I can go and, you know, go bring my son to t-ball practice and be able to be out there playing with him and having fun. So that's dope, man. I just want to share that. But now I want to get ready to go ahead and dive into straight from the source. And today, our text, we are going to be in the book of Jonah. And today in Jonah chapter 1, we're going to start from verse 3. Well, we'll start from verse 1. We'll start from the top and just read down a little bit. And then the text reads, "The word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, 'Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry out against it, because their wickedness has come up before me.'" Right there it says in the text, so God is calling Jonah to go to a city because clearly they are not doing what God has created them to do, right? The city has risen up. Well, the wickedness has risen up in the city. And then the text says, "But Jonah got up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. So he went down to Joppa, found a ship that was going to Tarshish, paid the fare, and boarded it to go with them to Tarshish away from the presence of the Lord." So Jonah is called to do a thing. Jonah gets up, and then Jonah tries to flee from doing the thing that God has called him to do. Right? He's running away from the presence of the Lord, the text tells us. And then, however, the Lord hurled a great wind on the sea, and there was a great storm on the sea. So the ship was about to break up. Then the sailors became afraid, and every man cried out to his God, and they hurled the cargo, which was in the ship, into the sea to lighten it for them. But Jonah had gone below into the stern of the ship and laid down and had fallen sound asleep. So the captain approached him and said, "How is it that you are sleeping? Get up, call on your God. Perhaps your God will be concerned about us so that we will not perish." Each man said to his mate, "Come on, let's cast lots to see that we may find out on whose account this catastrophe has struck us." So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. Then they said to him, Tell us now, on whose account has this catastrophe struck us? What is your occupation? Where do you come from? What is your country? And from what people are saying, and from what people are you? So he said to them, "I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." Then the men became extremely afraid, and they said to him, "How could you do this?" For the man knew that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. So they said to him, "What should we do? What should we do to you so that the sea will become calm for us?" For the sea was becoming increasingly stormy. And he said to them, "Pick me up and hurl me into the sea. Then the sea will become calm for you." "Because I know that on account of me, this great storm has come upon you." However, the men rowed desperately to return to land, but they could not because the sea was becoming even stormier against them. Then they cried out to the Lord and said, "We earnestly pray, O Lord, do not let us perish on account of this man's life, and do not put innocent blood on us. For you, Lord, have done as you pleased." So they picked up Jonah and hurled him into the sea, and the sea stopped raging. And the men became extremely afraid of the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows. John, what are we to take away from this story? John, who is Jonah? John, what is going on? Well, first and foremost, what we need to know and understand is that when God gives you a call, when he calls you for his purpose that he desires to use you, and you make the decision to go against that or go away from that, then this is a moment to where now we're putting ourselves, we're leaving the protection of the Lord. Like, we're getting out of God's protection. Because when God calls us to do something, then he's going to, the word said, he doesn't begin a work in us that he will not see to completion, right? So if God starts something in us, he's going to get us to the finish line because it's his call and what he's requiring of us. But if we decide to go against that, then we can't be sure that we're going to be protected. We can't be sure that we're going to be covered. We can't be sure that we're going to be safe. But ultimately, we won't end up with him. Well, let me make a caveat. If you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you are solidified to be in heaven. However, during our time on earth, God still has work for us to do. If you're still alive, if you're still breathing, you still have something that God wants you to complete, okay? And understanding that, that's what's happening with Jonah. He called Jonah to Tarshish, right? He called Jonah to Nineveh. Jonah was leaving Tarshish. He called him to Nineveh to go share the word, the good news. But in this instance, when Jonah is on the ship, check this out. Jonah's disobedience was costing everybody else around him. Jonah's disobedience was creating a storm. Jonah's disobedience was causing men to lose valuable stuff, valuable property. Why? Because they're now throwing things into the sea, hoping, they're almost throwing things into the sea as if the sea was hungry, hoping that as they throw these things, it was going to feed the sea's appetite. Wow. Okay. Hoping it was going to help the storm subside. No. God said, nah, this is going to keep going until I get what I want. And in this moment, it was Jonah. He said, nah, Jonah, I've called you to do a thing. And y'all, the thing that, oh, help me, Jesus. The thing that is challenging at times is that when we do things for God, there are times that they can be hard. They can be difficult. They can be tough. But God is still with us through that process. However, when we try to go opposite of the will of God, when we try to go opposite of the will of God, then this is the part where things can get really hard. Things can get really difficult. And you really won't be able to see your way out. You won't be able to see your way through. So Jonah is now, look, okay, so let's rewind a little bit. So it says Jonah paid his fare. So Jonah, it cost Jonah more to run away from the call of God because he had to pay his fare to get on the boat. Then after that, these gentlemen are throwing things over, so it's costing them. And then it gets to the point to where now Jonah has to also toss himself. Right. He's like, hey, throw me in the sea. OK, so now he's costing himself uncomfortability all because he wanted to flee from the will of God. Family, today what I have for you. I want you to know, trust, and understand that if God is calling you to do something, it is in your interest, it's in my interest, it's in all our best interest, just to do it. Because he's going to get the glory from it. He's deciding to use us to do it. And then ultimately the kingdom wins. But when we go against it, we're choosing to make life more difficult. We're choosing to make things harder. We're ultimately signing up for pain. We're signing up for struggle. And this is struggle without the success of knowing that God is going to get the victory. Okay? So I wanted to share that with you. And also, let me just say this caveat before we wrap up straight from the source. I want you also to know that, look, when God calls you to something, and when God calls you to do something, it's not always going to be easy. Even if God called you to do it, I've heard many ministers say, man, I didn't always want to be a minister. And knowing what ministers go through on a weekly basis before they step up into that pulpit, or before they step up on that platform, or before they go and do street ministry, wherever they go and do it, downtown Dallas or downtown wherever, by the train station, bus station, wherever. But y'all, when I tell you that, like, this life ain't easy, like, it's not easy. It's not easy. But ultimately, God is getting glorified, and he really is. He's not only getting glorified, but he's very well pleased. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get ready to transition. And now what I want to share with you, I want to just share with you some things I've been looking at on the old Instagramly, on the old Instagram. So let's go ahead and get into it. So shout out to Sterling K. Brown, one of my favorite actors at this point in time. Really love what he's been doing on Paradise, and I'm looking forward to this Friday when my wife and I will binge Paradise, about 3 episodes. Okay, Sterling K. Brown went on to say, my children are black. I feel like the more I put them on social, the safer they are. Any proximity that black boys can have to some sort of celebrity or access or whatnot, I'm trying to make sure that they have a home. I'm trying to make sure that they make it home. Okay, and this is Sterling K. Brown. He spoke candidly about fatherhood and the weight of raising black sons in today's society, in today's world. For him, visibility isn't about fame. It's about protection, proximity, and possibility. It's a reminder that behind every headline and highlight reel, there are real conversations happening about safety, access, and what it means to grow up black. What's y'all's perspective on that? What's your perspective on that? Sterling K. Brown had something to say there, and I think that's very valuable for him. Very valuable for him to say, and something I think that is really worth saying, worth sharing, and. Even in addition to that, okay, I got something I want to share. And this doesn't necessarily have to do with being black per se, but at the same time, there's something that we have to talk about, okay? Something we have to talk about, and I want to get into this particular clip here. Before I get into my sports stuff, I want to get into this, and I want to hear you all's thoughts here, because what's getting ready to happen in Atlanta, okay?
Bought a cash, you danced all night, girl. You.
Whoa, okay. So look, Magic City, okay. Magic City is a storied gentlemen's club in Atlanta, and one thing that's taking place. The Atlanta Hawks are going to have a Magic City night. And Luke Kornet is saying, what are we doing? Why are we about to have a Magic City night in Atlanta? So look, this is what he said. He's asking the Hawks to cancel their Magic City night, saying that it's disrespectful for women. Do we agree already? Let me know something in the comments. He said the NBA should desire to protect and esteemed women, many of whom work diligently every day to make this basketball league in the world, to make this the best basketball league in the world. We should promote an atmosphere that's protective and respectful of the daughters, wives, sisters, mothers, partners, and that we know and love. Allowing the night to go forward without protest would reflect poorly on us as an NBA community, especially in being complicit in the potential objectification and mistreatment of women in our society. Does he have a point? And then he went on to say, this right here. He said, they went on to say this, just about the night that they were playing. It said, the Hawks are hosting Magic City Monday, honoring the iconic Atlanta strip club at their March 16th game against the Magic. Atlanta rapper T.I. will perform. The Hawks will serve Magic City's world-famous wings at the game, and there will be limited edition merch. Does he have a point? Somebody let me know in the chat. Does Kyle Cormier, Luke Cornett, I don't know why, I want to call him Kyle so bad. I want to call him Kyle Korver, but that's not him. Does Luke Cornett have a point here? Y'all help me out on saying that Atlanta should not be hosting a Magic City Monday at their arena just because this is objectifying women. We are not supporting women. We should be supporting them, holding them in their highest esteem, okay? I have my thoughts, but I want to hear, like, what are y'all's thoughts on that? Like, does he have a point? Is it valid, or are we calling cap on that? The more I look at it, the more I see it, the more I begin to think, well, I think he has a point. I think he really has a point. Like, I mean, I know the NBA is in a spot and in a position to where they're fighting for visibility and fighting and wanting to get more people to come out and support. But at the same time, do we want to sacrifice our women potentially with Magic City, I guess, being glorified in a sense? Am I wrong? Like, help me out. What y'all thinking? But other than that, we're going to go ahead and I want to slide over and I want to show something else, okay? Michael B. Jordan been getting a lot of celebration lately, as has Ryan Coogler for centers. So I wanted to play this clip from Michael B. Jordan, and this is from The Boardroom. And this was really, really an encouraging clip for me as I watch Michael B. Jordan and listen to him really speak about his success and everything like that. So let's go ahead and play this clip from his interview with Boardroom.
I've been obsessed with getting my team right. I've been obsessed with getting the right personnel on the right brain frequency and getting everybody on the same page to accomplish these things that we need to go accomplish, because I truly believe it's going to be better for everyone. I think it's really going to make an impact, you know? And so there's a obsessiveness that you got to have to over communicate, to follow up, to be redundant, to be consistent, you know, that you need. And I'm obsessed about it, you know?
Okay, so Michael B. Jordan is talking about obsession. I've heard him talk about obsession often. And the more I hear him talk about it, the more I see him talk about it, I'm like, does it require obsession for you to be successful in the areas that you desire, especially when we talk career? As we're talking career, do you need to be obsessed about the resume? Do you need to be obsessed about networking? Do you need to be obsessed about developing and honing skills within yourself so that when it's time for you to have conversations, when it's time for you to get in rooms with people who you might not otherwise have had access to, does it make sense for you now to really be in this place, be in this space, be in this position? And the answer that I've come to is yes, right? I have realized that we do have to be obsessive about the things that we want for our lives. If we're never obsessive, then, okay, story time. Okay, I'm gonna get into it. If we're never obsessive, then we're not gonna take that opportunity seriously. I used to work at a restaurant and I barely made it out of training. This was Texas Landing Cattle, okay, here in Dallas, Texas. So I get the opportunity, I go to this restaurant, and if anybody's worked at a restaurant before, at some point in time, you're like, y'all are taking this too serious, right? So I want to be a server. I do the test to get my TACB license so I can serve alcohol. Great. And then they're like, okay, well, John, you got everything done. You got your uniform and all that. The only thing I need you to do now is I need you to understand the menu. I need you to know about marbling, which on steak is just a fancy name for fat that's adding flavor, right? They're like, I need you to know about marbling. I need you to know about this. I need you to know about that. And then they began to break down all these things to me. This was after like the second time I might have failed that test, the menu test. And then after I failed the test, then they were like, Jonathan, what's going on? Why can't you retain this information? Why can't you get this? What's the issue? And they overheard me tell somebody that I was like, it's not that serious. I said, I don't need this job. So then the manager called me to the back. He said, Jonathan. I said, yes, sir. He said, Jonathan, do you want to be here? I was like, Jonathan, I just want to know, do you want to be a server here at Texas Land and Cattle? Like, are you ready for this job? Are you ready for this position? Are you serious? And I looked at him and I was like, I said, I mean, it's a job. My man pointed to the back door. He said, Jonathan, you can go ahead and walk out of there. I said, all right. And I went home and I told my mom. And then my mom, bless her heart, she was like, son, I get it. Like, I get it. You not wanting to like beg for a job. And I was like, I mean, I answered them. It is a job. But the thing that they wanted was for me to be obsessed about the opportunity that they were offering me. But at that time in my life, the opportunity wasn't something that I felt was just something to get excited about. But now as I've lived a little bit more, I began to realize that sometimes you got to do some jobs just to make it through and to push through. But the other side is when you do find that thing that you're obsessed about, then you know when you're in it because you're studying all things around it. Like you're watching videos on YouTube, you're reading books about it, you're asking people questions about it, and you can't help but wanting to learn more. And that's when you're going to develop. And that's when you and me as well are also going to get the skills that we need to really be successful in that industry. But if you never really care enough to do that work and do that research, then yeah, it's never going to become a thing. And you're never really going to be interested in it. And you're not really going to progress with it and through it. So now I have another clip I want to play. And this is just around sports. Because it was just the NFL Combine this past weekend, and there was a young man by the name of KC Conception, and he had something to say, okay? So this is KC, and he's speaking up after receiving hate for his speech impediment. Let's take a listen to the clip.
My meeting with the Bills, it went really well. I'm actually from, I was actually born in New York. The Rock, 585, I moved out of Charlotte, when I was about five. That is Bills is actually my dad's favorite team. I've been watching him, I have been watching since I was young. I've been seeing, Josh Allen, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And, I'll be grateful.
So look, it's difficult to read, but I'll read it to y'all because it is small. It says, I just want to say something. If you have a speech impediment, there is nothing wrong with us. I have had this stutter since I can remember. Talking, this is a part of me. This is who I am. I cannot control this. I want to be a role model for those who may be scared to speak up, who may be afraid and not confident in yourself. I stand with you this weekend has taught me a lot about myself and people out there in this world. I appreciate everyone who supports me and has reached out to me after these interviews. Don't let an outside person's thoughts, opinions get in the way of you being great. Get in the way of you being great and achieving something in life. I am blessed to be in the position that I am in, and I want to help give back to those who are scared to speak up, who aren't currently as confident. I stand with you, and I will always stand with you. We are different for a reason. God has blessed my life in a way that I couldn't even imagine in this past year. I love y'all and support y'all as we climb this mountain together. Hashtag stop the negativity. I love it personally because you might have heard on the show, if you listen to the show more than once, one episode, then you know that I have a speech impediment. I have a serious stutter, and I stutter often. But I also have learned at the same time that just like KC is talking about, like we are who we are. And sometimes we stutter. Sometimes it might take us a second to get over a word or share a word. But guess what? We're still going to get it out. And family, I would encourage you today as you encounter people who might have speech impediments or encounter people who talk differently, who think differently, who walk differently, whatever it might be, if they are different from you, it's okay. Just because they're different doesn't mean we have to put them down, doesn't mean we have to laugh at them, doesn't mean we have to judge them. But they are people just like we are people. So like, let us proceed with grace in that way. Family, today, I hope that something touched your heart. I hope that something spoke to you. But I want you to, as always, man, to find that obsession, to find that joy, to find that place that's going to relax, that's going to recharge you, that's going to help you be the best version of yourself. Not just for the world, but first for yourself. Because if you're not the best for you, then you're not going to be the best for anybody else either. So let's start on the inside, and then let's begin to work our way out. Family, as always, remember, okay? If you're not subscribed, go ahead and hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any episode here on our channel. The channel is Speak Your Success Media on YouTube. And if you desire to hear the audio experience, then go ahead and type in Speak Your Success in the Morning wherever you get your podcast from, okay? So family, always remember this right here. Speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue, y'all, to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way? Peace and God bless. And if there's any topic that we can cover for you, be sure to send it over to Speak Your Success in the Morning on Instagram, or even stay connected and send us a message over on TikTok, Speak Your Success Media. All right, family, we're out.